Hey, what's going on, party people? How you doing? My name is Hero. This is Coding with Strangers, and I want to talk about something. I just took down my hair, and the process of taking down my hair was extremely stressful. My shoulders got really tense. My forearms got really tight. It's an test of endurance, and, you know, to look this good doesn't come easy. And I think things that look this good usually take time. So when I hear that we're ready to let a bunch of electrical vehicles or vehicles in general have complete autonomy on the road, it rubs me the wrong way. And I don't mean that in a good way, you feel me? And we want to talk a little bit about something that is going to probably happen, but definitely doesn't need to happen as soon as it does. And we want to talk about why that dissonance is also not probably appropriate, because you're going to put a microscope on self-driving cars doing things that they're not supposed to do. You're going to put that under a microscope without really understanding that, hey, there's a potential here that all self-driving cars are collectively having accidents still is minuscule in comparison to what human beings are doing on the road right now. So let's take a look at this. The U.S. probes Ford's hands-free driving tech after crashes. As the U.S. Safety Agency investigates Ford's Blue Cruiser driver assistance system following two fatal collisions, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, wrote in both cases, Ford Mustang machine Mach-E car collided with stationary vehicles at night while the system was engaged. Blue Cruise is the driver's assistant technology that allows hands-free driving on certain roads, typically motorways. Ford told the BBC that it was working with NHTSA to support its investigation. In February, a Ford Mustang Mach-E, is that Mach-E or Mach-E? Machine-E? That's a stupid name. No wonder why I haven't heard about this car since. Also, logo's trash. Blue Cruise hit a rear of a stationary Honda, killing the 56-year-old driver of the stopped car, Reuters reported. The two other crashes involving a Ford Mustang electric vehicle occurred March in Philadelphia. Blue Cruise checked whether the drivers are paying attention using eye-tracking cameras and prompts them to take control back over the vehicle if it identifies any drift in focus. NHTSA says preliminary probe will focus on driver's monitoring aspect of the system as well as how well it generally performs driving tasks. The two crashes that prompted the new probe are being investigated separately by another safety body, the National Transport Safety Board, NTSB. Okay, so two things here. The level of confidence we have as a group of people for people to do the right thing is mind-boggling. Before we had electrical vehicles, we definitely had issues with people being focused while driving. There's no secret that when cell phones became portable or mobile, accidents increased significantly. I want to look this up real quick. You can see every type of crash. Crash type, crash information. So in total, and this is a people killed, injured by person, type, or injury, and its severity, 2 million people were either injured or killed with people who were using the vehicle, whether it was a pedestrian, a motor vehicle, an innocent bystander, whatever the case. We're upwards in the 2 million point range. So to tell this same demographic of people that it is okay to use self-driving assistance begs the question, why do we trust that people who weren't driving correctly first in the first place to have this level of technology? Also, like, what is the push for wanting to have non-driving? If the belief is that the AI driving assistance will make things safer, that's one thing. And there's an argument for that. But when we And the argument is like, say, for example, when people are about to have imminent collisions and brake detection is needed, or being sideswiped because of an unforeseen thing where they can stop your vehicle in the moments where human reaction time or human response time isn't adequate, perfect. But these are situations where the vehicle was driving on its own and ran into things that should it be deemed complicated? They ran into a stationary object. The proximity cameras on these things is crazy. But we also know from other self-driving tests that a speck of dust being on the lens is enough to obscure the camera's ability to do it. Infrared cameras are deflected off of other red panel lights. There are a lot of things that are insufficient in the technology for to put that out there for the masses is tragic. It reeks of this, and it's proper for the era of these half-baked ideas where they're building technology backwards, so to speak, like video games, these AI cars, these AI bots, and everything that's coming out. They say there's this great idea that we can do, but this is what we're going to give you for right now, and it will eventually get there, right? It's kind of madness. Reduced errors, right? The driver assisting technology has also been approved for use on some UK motorways, though there are differences in the way that it's implemented. Regulatory governing is using experts say currently in the on it is only permitted driver's assistant technology to allow hands to be taken off of the wheel in the UK. The system will only operate on specific sections of the road up to a maximum of 81 miles per hour. The hands-off, eyes-on feature launched in the UK last April after receiving government approval. It launched was welcomed by Transporters Minister Jesse Norman, who said the driver-assisted system makes driving smoother and easier, but they can also help make roads safer by reducing scope by driver error. The Department of Transport declined to comment on the U.S. investigation, but said that the approval for Ford BlueCruise system for use in the U.K. was issued followed a rigorous examination and assessment process. So the question is, will they remove this from the U.K.? Will the U.K. take a closer look onto it? But I think the U.K. did the rollout properly. And when you think about the standard of consumer goods, the UK really has a high standard. I'm pretty sure that these roadways that they're making reference to is sort of similar to cruise control. This is how I think smart technology should be used, for cruise controlling, not in inner city things. Places where someone was stopped at a stoplight, I don't think AI controlled assistance needs to be used because it requires the full attention of the driver. At what point would you want to be at a cross, a busy intersection, letting a car make that decision? I think people inherently should try and be involved in that decision making, but based on the stats, we're not very good at making those decisions. So making it while not paying attention reeks of bad decisions. But the BlueCruise experience, Zoe Killerman, the BBC technology editor, tried the hands-free technology in January on one of the UK's busiest motorways, the M25, which she found simultaneously relaxing and stressful. Not being in control of the vehicle traveling at 70 miles per hour in the morning traffic, but also knowing that you didn't have to be. She found that the minutes she stopped watching the road, BlueCruise detected, leaving her back in sole charge of it. That's also another thing that's kind of terrifying, because what if you're experiencing a medical emergency and the cruise control actually turns off, or it gives you hands free? Does it apply the brakes? I to experience it, to be able to formally speak on it, I would have to experience it. But once again, I think the regulation that the UK brought was, we're not going to let this be used everywhere. We're going to let this be used on in specific places. And everything overall, it felt like it's start of a new tech, which a long way to go before truly useful, she said. It is that's is if drivers ever feel safe enough to hand over control, which might not make a lot of sense. But your boy Elon Musk is currently going through a situation right now where Tesla stocks are dropping atrociously. The Tesla, if you got a, if you're invested in Tesla, you got a confirmation code so that you would be able to hear the earnings call. And upon closer inspection, it's kind of strange how Tesla has stopped talking about electrical vehicles and their self-driving cars, and now they're talking about building robots to help with people's assistance. And that's because ostensibly Tesla factories and Tesla building of vehicles, especially after the rollout of the horrendous Cybertruck, where people literally could be sent to their death because a panel on the accelerator, if it slips forward and gets wedged underneath a lip of the undercarriage of the vehicle, you could speed yourself to it. And they believe that that's what caused the first collision and death of someone in a Tesla Cybertruck. It's just not a good car. But a big reason why that's not a good car, and Elon Musk has said this himself, so if you got any hate for me, take it up with him. Tesla is not a car company, it's a tech company. Well, Tesla wanting to gain approval for self-driving path in China speaks volumes for the ability of Tesla to move some of its manufacturing to China. This China definitely builds some of the best vehicles in the world, and their factories, whether their standard of quality for those people that work at those factories are adequate or not, is definitely been brought up in question. But this is not a question that the owners of Tesla have. They would definitely exploit that level of work labor in order to make cheaper vehicles that would pass the smell test more efficiently in America and in the UK. Because as it stands now, nobody feels safe in these vehicles. And the fact that China's created this pathway for Tesla to be able to probably do this is another thing. The leap of Tesla stock of $90 million company, among the wins during Elon Musk's trip, which was the first reported by Reuters, was the endorsement from top Chinese auto associations that said Tesla Model 3 Y can cars were compliant with the data security regulations that would enable local governments to allow Tesla cars into parts of China they were previously banned from. Chinese media report citing a statement from Tesla. The question really remains with China doesn't have an interest in companies that they don't feel they can exploit or gain from. So I'm very interested to see what has been presented to them and how and why they're allowing these vehicles that in their own manuals in America say, if you turn on self-driving, it is not real self-driving. You have to remain in control of the vehicle during driver's assistant. Why would China allow these same programs to go in? Maybe China has an idea of how they want to do this, but it just reeks of bad business practice. And, you know, I have a long put. I got a long put that Tesla's probably not going to be as prominent as we think it is. Wouldn't it be the first time I was wrong. I'd love to be proven wrong, but that put is providing dividends. So we'll see. Musk China trip marked the next step in major pivots to Tesla strategy that has accelerated over the chaotic last few weeks for Tesla. The automaker rushes to prioritize its effort to develop self-driving cars while putting the ambitions to becoming a mass market seller of affordable electric vehicles on the back burner. So he's aiming for luxury and functionality. I think there has to be a knowledge sense here that the race to create the algorithm that is going to make cars drive independently isn't for the people, it's for businesses. People who hire towing companies, long haul companies, those are their market people. Those are the people they want to target on road. But no company's coming within 100 feet of this if they cannot guarantee that it is safety first. But the goal is capitalism here. They want to take human elements out of the road. And there's got to be a question like, what are people going to do when they find out that companies are hiring AI? There's nobody in the driver's seat, right? What are companies going to do? How are these things going to be reacted? I'm super interested. to hear, like, see how this goes. But ultimately, I want to know what you guys think about this. You know, are you giving up control to Skynet? Like, share, subscribe. Let me know.